And welcome in the general manager of the New York Giants, Dave Gettleman. Dave, Bob Papa, Carl Banks, David Deal. First of all, congratulations on the pick. And I guess my question to you was, in your mind, if Cleveland took a quarterback one, was this the guy that you had targeted all along?
First of all, how you doing, guys?
We're great.
I'm doing great as well. The Cliff Note answer is yes. You know, he was who we, you know, Saquon is who we wanted. And, you know, I was thrilled that he was there.
Dave, you know, there were all these rumors about a half hour before the draft that Denver may try to make a move to come up. I mean, without disclosing anything, you know, that you don't want to disclose, was your phone at least ringing a lot during the course of the action?
No, not really, because basically once Cleveland took Baker, I told our guys, don't even waste your time. We're taking Saquon and we're going to run.
Dave, congratulations on the pick. What I saw, and correct me if I'm wrong, there were three guys in this draft that the majority of the knowledgeable people said were kind of the transformational guys. And I thought Barkley was one, but there's a school of thought that says you take the best player available, even if you have what they call a need somewhere else. Is this guy not only one of the better players, best players in the draft, but the best player available on your board?
Well, let me put it to you this way, Cal. I've only given, in all the years I've done scouting on the college level, I've only ever given 190, which is the highest grade, and that was Peyton Manning. So I guessed right, and this guy's a 90.
Wow. Dave, David Deal calling in, asking you once again, you know, as an offensive lineman, we love our running backs. When you watched him on film, what were the biggest things that jumped out to you as a personnel guy that's always been a grinder? You're a football guy. Break it down for us. What is the intangible things that people aren't really paying attention to?
Well, I think, you know, from an intangible standpoint, you know, he's gonna be great for our culture. He understands it. He gets it. I have no doubt that he's going to come in here ready to rock and roll. And so the intangible aspect of it, he's tough. He had a lot of touches at Penn State now. He wasn't in a rotation. He was the rotation. And at the end of the day, this you know, he's extremely healthy for a back who's carried that load. And in terms of a player, David, there isn't anything he lacks in terms of his talent. I mean, he's been touched by the hand of God. And, you know, and at the end of the day, I have not seen, you know, I was in with the press and they asked me who I'd seen like him. I can't compare him to anybody because he's got the feet, the ability to make multiple moves, and the acceleration and speed of a small back. And he's got the power of a big back. And he's got great contact balance. He's not a narrow base runner. So when you've got to, you know, you're not going to knock him down with a hit up from the side. You got to tackle this guy. And, oh, by the way, you better be ready to take a beat.
Dave, we appreciate a couple minutes. Congratulations on the pick, number two overall, Saquon Barkley. And I know you're thinking that in picking Barkley number two, the Giants aren't going to have a number two pick for a long, long time. Thank you so much, Dave.
You guys.